Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
397, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know, and especially when it comes to technology and it comes to the online world especially. Anita, thanks again for being here. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0 and the E-Commerce Question and Answer book. That's out in second edition. Maybe a third edition for all I know. I just don't have it. Anita, let's talk about the Internet of Things.
Okay.
And first, tell the audience, in case they might not know, tell them what that means.
Well, Internet of Things is connecting just the things around us to the Internet. So, for example, your doorbell. There's now Internet of Things for doorbell. You can buy a doorbell that's connected. Someone rings the doorbell, and immediately an app comes up on your phone.
And you're in Beijing.
Camera, and you can see the person at your door, and you can talk to them. You can say, hey, where do you drop it off? And you could be 3,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Internet of Things, is when we connect.
I have an app on my phone that I can control the thermostat in my office. If I'm out of town and I think my people aren't working hard enough, I can turn the heat down and make them cold, make them work harder.
Well, it's great if you have a vacation place.
Yeah,
you're driving up to your vacation place, and you can put in, oh, let's get it warm now.
Yeah.
So when you actually show up, it's warm.
Mm-hmm. So we joke about the refrigerator that tells you you're out of milk or your milk's out of date. We got all kinds of stuff like that, right?
Right. Now, some of it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because do you really need them? Do you really need...
But that's not going to have anything to do with whether we're going
to
get them.
Do you really need your washing machine to tell you that it's a washing machine?
No.
Whatever.
But you know we're going to have that, whether we need it or not.
I mean, everything they're going to put that in. But then again, you know, just because they have it, you know, what we're going to find is, like with any groups of technology, when we get new technology, they go overboard. And then that's where you find out where there's, you know, and those are the losers. And then, so that there's, everything will have an Internet of Things, a connection. And half of them you're going to look at and say, that's stupid. And no one's going to buy it. And we won't go in that direction.
Right.
But then there's going to be a few that you would have never in a million years thought about putting the Internet to. And you would have been like, this is the best thing ever.
But here's a couple other quick points that I want to make. And then we'll talk about some of the issues with it. Medical devices are part of the Internet of Things, aren't they?
Yes. So,
because
if you have a pacemaker, you know, or you have, all kinds of.
I've got a family member who's worn a heart monitor before, and that monitor connected whenever an event happened. If they had an episode, it would connect up and zap it over to the doctor.
Right. But in the past, they'd have to be right next to their monitor, which is a desktop unit.
Right.
So
now it's portable Internet thing. But so we got the good, the bad, and the ugly in terms of the applications. Let's just say the good and the ridiculous. We got the good and the ridiculous.
Right.
So now
right.
here's the bad and the ugly. From my understanding, Anita, the IoT devices are basically just laid out wide open to whoever wants to come in.
That's what I was going
to
say.
They're like no resistance.
The IoT.
There's no firewall at all, apparently.
Oh, my God. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. You really should think 2, 3, 4 times about the security.
What are we going to do about it?
Anyone can have access to this stuff.
But if IoT is handy as it is, and when things are handy, people buy it, why aren't we protecting these things?
Because there's these young companies, and they're running as fast as they possibly can to have the application, and they haven't had the downside yet of it being hacked and having all of these customers upset. And until, sorry to say, until bad happens, their entire focus is going to be on getting the next iteration and having a better solution so they can sell more.
But it's already happened. I mean, aren't a lot of these IoT things made in China where they're embedding bombs in these things? I mean, what was it, a few years ago we had these electronic frames, you know, the electronic ones that came in from China, and it turns out those things were, they were bugged when you stuck your computer into it to load the thing up. It actually loaded a virus onto your computer. Remember that?
Yep, there's all kinds of stuff like that. The biggest concern with the IoT is if it's going to be weaponized, it's not going to be weaponized so much that it steals your information, but the big weaponization is it can take down power plants.
Right.
Because what it does is if it turns on, if you have IoT in your house and it turns on everything at once and everything in your neighbor's house and everything in your city and everything in your state, it will immediately take down power plants, the mm-hmm. surge. And that's how it's going to be weaponized.
Well, or they could find target someone if they, you know, this is the one, you know, they're doing mass stuff where they just go after, they got drones going after 10 million people. Then they got the targeted ones where they got this one guy who has access to the grid, right? And they target him and his home to put it on his laptop he took home that he takes back to work and then plugs into the grid.
So, hey, look at how they killed people in the Middle East, the U.S. government.
Yeah, the drones.
The level of information, and then they follow people.
Yeah.
Look when there's a bombing, and they can sit there and they'll start bringing up on our news, and we know we only get probably a quarter of it.
Right.
And they'll bring up pictures of these people as they walk through cities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Creepy, creepy, creepy is what it sounds. Is what it sounds like, folks. And we're entering this world, folks, at hell bent for St. Louis. At the speed of light, we're entering this world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.